Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Oh, hello there, and welcome, Joe Jaga, to your Regular Joe here with you. Excuse me, going to throw a quick curveball to Charlie. I told him we're going to do something last. We're going to do it first real quick. I just want you to know, we talked about the power of prayer, the power of faith, and someone said, what happened with Joe Biden? Well, maybe it's because Joe Biden is a pseudo-deity. Maybe he's a pseudo-god. You used to say, thanks be to God. Well, according to Corrine Jean Van Damme, maybe now you should be saying, thanks be to Biden.
Due to lower cost, but it is important that it is cheaper. It is cheaper to get gas than it was a year ago, and that's because of the of what this president has been doing.
Well, thanks be to Biden, ladies and gentlemen. Because of him, gas is less expensive than when it went to all-time highs under Biden, and it's still more expensive than it ever had been previously with Donald Trump. Now, we had Kamala Harris out on the road in Las Vegas. She had some interesting things to say, including promoting rape culture. Here she is saying, no means yes.
I like to say, I eat no for breakfast. I don't hear no until maybe it's spoken the 10th time.
I'm going to use that now.
Oh, I eat no for breakfast.
Oh my goodness, where's Law and Order when you need it, man? I'm just telling you, she's going to be the next character on Law and Order. I don't stop until I hear the 10th, no. Yeah, well, okay, she's promoting rape culture. But that's not all. She wants you to know she is in favor of the Second Amendment, ladies and gentlemen.
Part of what I think has bogged this situation down and has not allowed for the kind of smart policy that we know can happen is because people, some, are pushing a false choice, which suggests you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. I'm in favor of the Second Amendment, and I believe we need assault weapon bans. Right. We need background checks, universal background checks. We need red flag laws.
So she's in favor of the Second Amendment, I mean, except for the fact that she's not in favor of the Second Amendment. You know, the right to keep and bear arms, that's the part that she doesn't fully support. But, I mean, the rest of it, she supports. Now, of course, I mentioned there was two terrible things that happened in Australia recently, including a bishop who was stabbed during one of his recent homilies as he was conducting services in Australia by a 15-year-old. Now, I mentioned him stabbed, right? Because, you know, in Australia, they have really tight, strong gun laws. Nonetheless, in the course of 4 days, several people stabbed, some died, and a bishop attacked during services. Now, where's the outcry? We've got to get rid of all these assault knives that are out there. Oh, that's right. No one ever says that part. Still waiting for them to get rid of those assault SUVs that have been used to kill people at Christmas parades. Yeah, don't hold your breath. We know what it's about. The true, the good, and the beautiful, and making sure that we live life boldly. See you tomorrow, everybody.
The Regular Joe Show.